Mr. Loaded asked Beryl to become his partner, to which, of course, Beryl agreed. And right then and there, in the middle of the bustling main street of Hoopitsville, Mr. Loaded decided to write up an agreement.
Sigh! Please fetch me a feather, ink, and a nice piece of parchment paper.
Here, a feather and parchment paper.
On this day, the 25th of Cheshvan, both Beryl, the bagel maker of Hoopitsville, and Mr. Mamish Loaded of Schnippetichich, with a T, have agreed to become partners. Beryl, the bagel maker, has taken full responsibility to stop baking and selling bagels. Instead, Beryl the bagel maker will study Torah undisturbed in the Hoopitsviller Bet Midrash all day long, period. In return, Mr. Mamash Loaded has taken full responsibility, comma, to pay Beryl the bagel maker the same amount of money. Bold. The same amount of money Beryl used to earn when he was a bagel maker, period. Mr. Mamash Loaded will personally deliver the money every Tuesday to the home of Beryl the Bagel Maker. Period. Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. La, 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 la.
At the bottom of the paper, both Mr. Mamish Loaded and Beryl signed their names. And yes, indeed, my dear Hoopitsvilleites, from that day on, Beryl barely ever left the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. And every single Tuesday, like clockwork, Mr. Mamish Loaded would visit Beryl's humble little home with a bag of money, so Beryl and his family would have all that they needed to live happily ever after.
But this, my friends, is not the end of the story. 3 months went by, and 1 week, Mr. Mamish Loaded came knocking at Beryl's door.
Hello, hello, Rabbi Beryl, are you home? Ta-ba-ba-yit.
Ah, Mr. Loaded, it's so nice to see you. Come in, here, take a seat. Reb Mamish, it's only Monday. Is there a reason for this early visit? Or do you have some difficulty in the Gemara that you are learning?
Rabbi Beryl, my dear partner, I do have some she'elot on the Gemara for you. I have some very good kashot in my machshava on Rashi and Tosafot. However, first I have something very important that I have to tell you. See here, my dear partner. Ever since I signed the agreement with you, you know, the one that says that we are partners?
Yeah.
Since then, my business has become so much more successful. I am making tons and tons of moolah shmoolah. So I am here to inform you, Rabbi Beryl, that from this day on, I want to double the amount of money that I give you every week. La, 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 la.
And as you can well imagine, now that Beryl had double the money that he used to have, his life was double as good. He had so much money that he was able to put lots of money in the bank. Slowly, Beryl was actually becoming quite rich. But wait, there is more to come. Just a short 3 months later, there came a knocking at Beryl's door.
Hello, hello, Rabbi Beryl, are you home? Ata bifnim, ani bachutz. Rabbi Beryl, Rabbi Beryl, it's me. Shem prati mamash, shem mishpacha loaded. Ah, there you are, my beloved partner.
Ah, Mr. Loaded, come in. It's so nice to see you. Here, take a seat.
Rabbi Beryl, my dear partner, I need to talk to you. You listen here. I am going to be away for about 6 months. Ani Halech.
Going away? Really? Where to? Where are you going, Mr. Loaded?
Well, see here, my cherished partner. Ever since I doubled your payments, my business is mamash booming. I am making so much money, I have dump trucks full of money. But I want to make even more money. So I would like to go open some of my stores in Japan, in China. I would even like to open some stores in Manila. And this will require that I travel to these faraway lands. So, Rabbi Beryl, I am going to be away for about 6 months. But perhaps you are thinking, wait, how will I bring you your weekly money if I'm all the way out in Japan? Not to worry, Rabbi Beryl. See here this giant sack? This giant sack is full of gold. Now here, watch this. Tons and tons and tons of gold. Enough gold to feed and clothe your family for the next 6 months, with plenty left over till the time that I come back from Japan.
And so it was, my dear Hoopitzvilleites. Mr. Mamish Loaded headed out to the Far East 6 months later. Which, my dear Hoopitzvilleites, was this very morning. Yeah, today, this morning. Guess who came a-knockin' on Beryl's door? That's right! You guessed it right for the third time today, because you always guess it right for the third time today.
Hello, Rabbi Beryl, are you alone? Rabbi Beryl, I have some great news for you. Eich amrim et ze be'ivrit. Ah, a besura tova. You see, my dear partner, I made so much yen in Japan. I had so much hatzlacha in China. I made so much shmula in Manila that I want to triple the amount of money that I give you every week.
Oy vey, Mr. Loaded. I don't know how to tell you this, but I have some not such good news for you.
What? What? What is the not such good news? What is Eich Omrim et ze be'ivrit? The Besura Ra'a. What is the Besura Ra'a, Beryl, the bagel maker from Schnippichich?
Well, Mr. Loaded, I have decided to end the Beryl / Mamish Loaded business. Our partnership, Reb Mamish, is over.
What? Ma'at Omeret!
Mr. Loaded, I spent many hours while you were away thinking this over. And this, Reb Mamish, is my final decision.
Rabbi Beryl, you signed an agreement. You can't just back out like this. This needs to be decided by the Rav. We need to go and have a Din Torah by the Rav. And we must go to the Rav right now, because the Su'udat Pareda for the Rav is scheduled for 12 o'clock. Mincha is scheduled for 3. It would seem to me like the Rav's departure would be scheduled for right after Mincha. Quick, into my carriage. There is no time to lose.
And so off to the Rav went Beryl and Mr. Mamish Loaded.